When you try it cautiously. You will either love it or hate it. It is a compressed yeast extract. It is a superfood of vitamin B. But I will warn you, it is rarely an acquired taste. You're either genetically predisposed to it or not. But do try it. It's at least an experience everyone should have once in their lifetime. Okay, that's Phil. That's how you need it. Make sure you try it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your sweets and sit down, please.
I've got to have one. No, I only need one. God. There we go. Quick, you've got to try. It's compulsory.
What's this? Oh, Vegemite. I'm from the region. I know what it is.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, you want to start? Oh, what's starting?
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We are going to start AP Rallo monthly call. Please. I know the sweets. Yeah, for those who are remotely following us, just know that this mess here is not because we don't want to start, but because we have a lot of lovely sweets from Asia Pacific region here. So we remotely send our sweets to you as well. And Ariel, can we start? Thank you.
Good morning to all our participants here in Singapore, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our remote participants. Welcome to the Aprello monthly meeting at 800 at local Singapore time on 26th of March. We have live interpretation in French, Spanish, and Chinese. So please state your names while speaking in order to identify you on various language channels as well as for transcript purposes. Please also speak at a reasonable speed in order to allow for accurate interpretation. Over to you, Cheryl.
Sylvia. Just looks like Cheryl. Is that Siranush?
Over to you, Siranush.
Cheryl, Sylvia, Siranush, we all are women power, so thank you, Ariel. Thank you, everyone, and welcome to AP Rallo call. I would like to state from the beginning that we will have for the first time ever the Chinese translation, so those who are prefer to speak in Chinese are more than welcome to talk in Chinese. We'll have translation here. We have also guests today, our friends from Latin America, Eduardo Diaz, who is today with us, and Carlos Aguirre, who is expecting a call. A dial-out staff is working on that. So welcome, Carlos. I saw you remotely. Oh, okay. He's already with us. So welcome, Carlos, and thank you for joining us for AP Rallo meeting. And I would like to welcome all of you. And if possible, can we just briefly state your name? This will be a roll call, some kind of. State your name and what ALS you represent. Thank you.
I'm Toshita Chibana from Japan.
ISOC Japan?
Yes.
Welcome, ISOC Japan, our new ALS in AP Rallo. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. My name is Tomohiro Fujisaki, also from ISOC Japan.
Hello, good morning. I'm Suhaidi Hassan. I'm from ISOC Malaysia.
Welcome, ISOC Malaysia. So lovely to see our newcomers.
Good morning, everyone. This is Yanis from NetMission.
Good morning. Ali Al-Mishal from Bahrain Chapter ALS. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sunny from NetMission Ambassador Program.
We are from China Domain Association. My name is Liu Hong.
Edmund Chung, ISOC Hong Kong.
Leana Galstian, ISOC Armenia.
Fuad Bajwa, IRP2 Pakistan.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN staff.
Ariel Lam, ICANN staff. 早上好. 初めまして, よろしくお願い...
Good morning.
Asian language I know, so I want to greet.
Good morning in Japanese.
The Gruber, ICANN staff.
Silvia Vivanco, ICANN staff.
Sherlene Denor, ISOC AU.
Siranush Vardanyan, Armenian Association for the Disabled Punic.
Kwek Yu Chuang, ICANN staff.
Maureen Hilliard, Pacific Islands Chapter of the Internet Society and the Cook Islands Internet Action Group.
Yes.
Holy Race, Internet Society of Australia. Sorry, Internet Society, Australia Chapter.
It's early. Are you sure? No.
Ellen Strickland, Internet New Zealand.
Rinalia Abdulrahim, Internet Society Malaysia.
Pavan Badrani, AP Rala Secretariat.
Gonalas Brink, ISOC Australia.
Satish Babu, Computer Society of India.
Save Vodel, ICANN staff.
Louis Nasak, Telecom Regulator and Communications Regulator of Vanuatu and PIC ISOC.
Don Hollander from PIP.
Eduardo Diaz, ISOC Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I also would like to welcome Don Hollander to our AP RALA meeting. Thank you for coming. Okay, we have only 20. We already have 20 minutes passed from our monthly call, so we have only 40 minutes to go. Let's move quickly. We have a lot of to discuss today, but let's start with guest speaker Eduardo Diaz to talk about Atlas II. You all know that in London in June, there will be a summit where all our ALSs are invited, so we have a lot to do, and there are some updates from Eduardo Diaz and Carlos Aguirre, who is remotely joined us. So please, Eduardo Diaz, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. This is Eduardo for the record. I am a co-chair of the organizing committee for the Atlas II. And in fact, I invite all of you today. We have two meetings, one after this one and in one in the afternoon, where we're going to dip into some of the things that are happening, like events and other types of agendas. We have around, believe it or not, about 10 working groups working in this event, which is massive, working from logistics, communications, all kinds of aspects that will make this summit successful. And I just put the link in the Adobe. If you want to, I invite you to come to the wiki and see how all this work is being developed. And if you are not part of one of these working groups, I invite you to participate and collaborate in one of them. Basically, things are moving along. We have around 160 ALSs are going to be invited to the summit. Some of you are. I don't know exactly, but all the ALSs that are active will be invited. And from Singapore to London, eventually you're going to get more information about visas and things about traveling and where, you know, the things that you have to do with those logistics. About a month from now, we're going to start sending out once every 2 weeks a newsletter to showcase some of the rallies and give you information around the Atlas II summit. And just to keep the momentum going, so you know what's going on, that things are happening, and we want to keep you informed and of the you know, the things that we believe are important. Carlos Aguirre is in charge of that group, and I don't know if Carlos wants to say something about that briefly.
Carlos, can you speak? Carlos, can you hear us?
It's happening.
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome, Carlos. Please, the floor is yours. Thank you, Carlos. Siranush Vardanyan, for the record. Thank you, Carlos, for joining us your late time and for providing this brief explanation what's going on. And Eduardo, yes, please.
And just briefly to conclude my presentation, there will be an activity Monday at night, and it's not going to be like a showcase type thing. It's going to be called the Fair of Opportunities, and it's going to be mostly a networking activity. There's going to be a couple of speeches at the beginning, very short. The activity is for all of us to network and learn about each other and other people through ICANN. And there will be tables for each of the rallos to showcase what they want to showcase there. But there will be rounds for people to look and understand more about the rallos, but mostly it's going to be a networking activity with some background music from all the regions around the world. So there will be a call to send us some of the information, some of the music from your different areas, and we're going to compile them and put in as a background music for everybody to enjoy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eduardo. Thanks for joining this early morning meeting with us. I would like to thank our guest speakers for today, Carlos and Eduardo, for joining us, and would like to highlight one point that everybody, every LS, is encouraged to become a part of any working group you would like to, because this is our summit. This is our Atlas II summit, and everybody there should have his voice heard, and everybody matters. So please be a part of any working group and be supportive to this process for our work. And I would like just to ask, as there will be coming, this call will be coming to collect local music, I would like to ask Pavan's support to start gathering that local music from all Asia Pacific, as we are really very big, and this process should be started now. So please put as an action item that Pavan voluntarily agreed. Thank you, Pavan. to start that process of gathering local music to be shown during Atlas II. Thank you. Silvia, please.
Yes, hello, I'm Silvia Vivanco. I just wanted to add that in preparation for Atlas II, we are going to start, in 2 weeks' time, we are going to start a series of webinars. We have 7 themes, so all the LSs are welcome to join these webinars. We have speakers from ICANN staff, and we have also from the community. So we can start actually getting into the substantive issues and preparing ourselves to be very well informed about these issues. If you allow me, I will just quickly go through the themes. It's going to be the first one on the future of internet governance. Then the policy, the second one, the policy including security and stability. The third one, policy development process. Fourth, the rules of procedures. 5, IPv4, IPv6 migration. 6, acronyms. 7, communications. So it's a good opportunity for all of us to participate, to listen to the speakers, and start engaging in a very substantive conversation. And we also have an updated beginner's guide to at-large structures, LSS, which contains the basic information on what at-large is, what we do, the policy development process, and just everything that you need to get very, very engaged in all the details of at large. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Heidi?
This is Heidi for the record. Just one additional for the fair. If you could start planning on what materials you would like to bring from your ALS or your country to showcase what your activities are, I think that was a great success during the first summit, and I think that if you could make it even more so, it would be even a bigger success.
Good, thank you. And just let you know that we are also preparing the e-brochure where all ALS's information will be included there. This will be all, not only APRALO ALS's, but all Atlas II participants. So your ALS information also will be included there. Cheryl?
Okay, don't turn me off then if you want me to speak. Thank you, Madam Chair. Careful. Just one question for you, Sylvia. Will any of these, and I think they're very worthwhile topics and very important webinars, be done in anything close to an Asia-Pacific friendly time zone?
Yes, this is Sylvia Vivanco. They will be broadcasted in a friendly, Asian-Pacific friendly time, actually a worldwide friendly time. I think it's between 18 and 22 UTC, which covers the world, I think.
Thank you. Thank you. Holly?
I think Sylvia's suggestion, you might put the acronyms first. I heard you say it listed as 6 out of 7, and by that time you will have lost your audience if you haven't started with the acronyms.
Yeah,
okay,
cool. Makes good sense. Yeah.
Thank you. Sinan Shvardanyan for the record, and just closing the Atlas II summit information, I would like to let everyone know that also we requested 2 hours slot for APRALO meeting, which will be our general assembly. So it will not be our usual monthly meeting, but it will be APRALO general assembly there, and we have a lot to be covered during that. And Cheryl, please, if you can briefly let us know what are the main points we would be talking during General Assembly? Thank you.
Thank you. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. By the General Assembly, what we assume will be approved and agreed to today, new rules of procedure will have had several months' worth of running. Any time you have something as radical a change as your new rules of procedure, please note how affirmatively I'm speaking about your new rules of procedure. You will discover as you're putting them into practice that some tweaks, some adjustments, some issues may need to be made, and that's the matter for a General Assembly, because a change to our operational procedures does require to be done at a General Assembly according to the new rules which you're about to adopt. That said, we also have a section in our new rules of procedure which refers to a number of adjunct documents. Those adjunct documents will be prepared, if they are not already something we're just going to steal from the ALAC, between now and the London meeting. So at the General Assembly, it will also be an opportunity to ensure that we all know what these adjunct documents to the rules of procedure are, agree upon them and sign them off, and then make them appropriate annexes. So it's a marked point in our calendar to tidy up and complete all the bits that always have to happen after you put these things into train. You will also, if you have not done so by your General Assembly, need to hold your election, selection, consensus call, and it actually can be just a consensus call, if you so desire, under the new rules of procedure, your leadership that has a rotational requirement to change. This coming year, which means these are leaders who will serve for 2015, 2016, right? These are leadership positions for 2015, 2016, according to your new rules, need to be settled by 30 June any given year. So use your General Assembly to ensure you have absolutely finished any process you are running, because it is very important then that you've got people who have almost 5 months of apprenticeship with the existing leaders. The two positions at the moment, will be the position of chair for a 2-year term, and the position of vice chair for a 2-year term. All right, so we need to put all of that in train, but it needs to be completed at. And I know Sirinush and the leadership team has some plans that they would want to propose to you later about the logistics and what we do when. Thank you for your opportunity.
Thank you, Cheryl. Sinan Shvardanyan for the record. Yes, we'll be sending you via email all the details for that election selection process, and so you'll be all aware and be ready by June to make this happen during our General Assembly. Smoothly going to our new rules of procedures. You all know and you received my email with these new rules of procedures, and I hope that you all have chance to read it at least. I have sent also the consensus call to all those who are out, who are not present here in Singapore. So till now, there is no objection, which I received from any ALS. Mm-hmm. And for those who here, I would like to have this consensus call by voting, raising your hand. So I will open, or maybe we'll present something.
You should call for any discussion, and there is a point that you asked about to the clarification.
So related to our rules of procedures, thank you, Cheryl, for supporting me and co-chairing. I'm learning, so still, Siryanush Vardanyan. Is there any question related to the new rules of procedures, any point which you would like to raise, any clarification you would like to have? Yes, Cheryl, please.
I'll wait to see if anyone else jumps in first. Okay. Well, I'm not being knocked over in the rush, so that's a good thing. There is a point of clarification, just in case. I mean, I know you all got them, read them, and have committed them to memory. I realise that that's the case, that if I was to ask you what happened in subsection 5, paragraph 42, you would be able to tell me. But just in case you haven't, and because it's relevant while we're here, these go live when you agree. And while we're here, we have outreach opportunity. And one of the big and very positive changes, and it's closing off something that came to us as a mandate when the ALAC review happened. So this is a last piece of implementation on the ALAC review that is being done at least by this region, and that is to have a mechanism whereby individuals can join our region. So what that means is while you're in the corridors, while you're in the workshops, while you're wandering in around and perhaps, if you're like me, stuck in lifts, that you can say to someone, oh, it doesn't matter if you're not in an organisation. If you're in our region, you can now contribute. So that's a big step forward. I'm really proud of this. Maureen's very proud of this. The rest of the team's very proud of this. Because we've actually, as a region that did not design ourselves to be other than organisational based, I think we're probably the first to do the growth and to make the transition and change. Other regions have had it from the very beginning, and that's fine. We weren't built that way. Thank you for supporting us to change. Now you can ask for your hands up.
One point also. With these new rules of procedures, I would like to make it clear for everyone that APR Rallo doors will be open for individual users. Yep. This is a great move forward. So we had the other Rallos, like your Rallo has their individual membership through ALS. We will, of course, come up with the specific procedures how individual member can become a member of APR Rallo, but this is the start that any individual member, so you don't need to be an ALS to become an APR Rallo member. Mm-hmm. And Fuad, please.
My comment is in support. I was really delighted to see the change. I wouldn't even call it a change. I would call it an addition to a wonderful a series of interventions over the years, and that AP Rallo's opening up was eventual, right? We were getting up in the past 5 years, and we've geared up for that. Now, the challenge for all of us members would be that for individuals coming into AP Rallo, their capacity, their awareness, they're getting them up to speed with us. When we make or we propose or we bring in anyone, it should be our commitment that we act as volunteer mentors for them. Second thing, it is a big, big achievement and announcement even for the fellowship program, that when the ICAM fellowship program brings in people, and this year they're increasing the number of participants in the fellowship program, And one of the significant regions we're working in at the moment voluntarily is the Middle East and increasing the participation from that part of the world. And then the second strategy, which comes from the Asia-Pacific engagement team, is again increasing the participation from that part of the world. So there's a huge responsibility on our shoulders as members across AP RALO to help make that transition of those fellows and individuals into the process. And the third final thing is, it's sort of a proposal that we also look towards creating a group within AP RALO which ensures that we can achieve this transition for people who are an introduction for such kind of people who are coming into AP RALO as individuals. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And any other comment? If no, then I would just ask you to vote for that as a consensus call. So please raise your hands if you are for support this rules of procedure. So we have unanimous agreement of our new rules of procedures, which will be put in action starting from today. Congratulations to all of us. Well done.
I'm all of a flutter.
Yeah, and as we have Cheryl to leave us soon, I would like to give the floor to her for telling us about NOMCOM stuff.
Thank you very much, Sirinush. NOMCOM stuff, indeed. And here's a woman who served on the NOMCOM for several years, so I guess she knows the stuff we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Cheryl Langdonor, for the transcript record, and I don't need to now say for those who do not know me, because I think most of you probably do in this room. First of all, and I know we have now got excellent news about greater representation in leadership roles from our region, but that's a matter for later in the agenda. I just might not be there at the time. But it's a small start. We, as Asia Pacific, and please, it's such a large region, need to try and encourage and support more and more people to put themselves forward for leadership positions in the NOMCOM process. The CCNSO seat, the GNSO seat, these are ready for the picking, right? These are abilities that many of you around this table and many of you who you know have got the skill sets for. Some of you around this table may have budget line managements of the 150, 200 million line, may have some of the other features that we're looking for in terms of experience in agile business work and some of the other things that we have desirables for the board. And if that's the case, you should also be putting yourselves in for nomination committee consideration for the board. But the power, and I guess most of you here are interested in making change, the power is in those support organisations. And I think there's an opportunity to ensure that the voice of Asia Pacific gets better heard in those two particular spots. All right, we have Australia and New Zealand representing us in CCNSO, but come on, guys. Yeah, the Antipodeans isn't at all. I mean, yeah, we have a little bit more than the Antipodeans. So consider, we need out of West Asia, we need out of Central Asia, we need out of Southern Asia, we need out of Southeast Asia, and we need out of the Pacific. If you're not putting worthy people into the puddle, the NOM cannot choose from it. Right? Now, the same goes next year when we will be appointing to the ALAC from our region. And when we're appointing to the ALAC from our region next year, you should be looking now for worthy candidates who are able to act almost in the same way as an independent director acts when they're appointed to the board. So I'm just asking for outreach. This year's statement of interest process closes on the 1st of April. For those who haven't heard me say it before, I know it's traditional for nominating committees to extend. there will be no extension at 2359 UTC on the 1st of April. If someone has begun their statement of interest process, they will be considered. If not, they will not be fully considered. Notice I've got a loophole in there because I'm like that. Just a rah team. I really think we need to think about a 3 to 5 year plan for getting more representation, more people in key positions, and part of that plan, should I be involved in making it, should be having people in work groups in the CCNSO and in the GNSO. Thank you, and my apologies for running.
Thank you, Cheryl. Sirianu Shvardanyan for the record. I would like to, while Mr. Don is here, please just have 2 seconds with us. Stay with us. I would like to mention to all of you that today at 6, from 6 to 8, we have a Pirala showcase, and you all know about that. And there will be a major highlight for a Pirala to be announced officially, our new era of partnership with APTLD and APNIC, and I'm very glad to have APTLD General Manager Don Hollander here with us during our meeting. Would you like to say a couple of words, Mr. Don? Thank you. Mr. Don Hollander.
So I'm Don Hollander, and I have many hats, and I've just brought the one this week. So APTLD is entering also a new era of partnership, and I'm very delighted that our first partnership agreement is with AP Rallo. And from my perspective, APTLD has already seen fruits of this even before it is signed. So one of the objectives of the agreement is that we introduce our constituents to each other, and the internet group in the Cook Islands, I'm not sure what you're right, the Internet Action Group of the Cook Islands has already introduced the .ck management to APTLD. So from my perspective, I've already won, and we included a bit of AP Rallo at our meeting in Malaysia, and we will have more opportunities for the AP Rallo to encourage CCTLDs, which are, of course, very locally focused, to encourage their communities to engage in the AP Rallo communities. And we have meetings coming up in Oman in May and in Brisbane in September.
Sirianu Shvardanyan for the record. Thank you, Mr. Hollander, and we really appreciate and looking forward to our mutual cooperation and beneficial cooperation for both organizations. Thank you very much, and looking forward to see you at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yes.
In the SB foyer.
Yeah, you're right.
Where?
Just come here. In this room. Just come to this room.
Really?
Absolutely.
It's not here.
The show starts here.
Okay. Staff knows better. Okay, thank you very much. And yes, for the showcase, I think that everything is set. I just want to really send my appreciation to the organizing committee during the several months remotely working for organizing everything. I would like to thank all those who supported us, and I would like to thank Edmund personally, who is here, who left, I guess. Who left, but Ed Pavan for huge support, Ali Al-Meshal, Maureen, Holly, I don't know, and APNIC, APTLD, Imani, who is not with us, unfortunately. We are sending our greetings to Imani and missing him a lot, and also our amazing staff who is here. So thank you, everyone, for all your support, and I think this will be an amazing show where we can show ourselves from the best point. Having said this, I would like to highlight one very important APRALO, not only APRALO from APRALO perspective, but from whole ELAC perspective, but we are very proud to show it from APRALO perspective as well. I would like all of us to congratulate our new board member from APRALO, Rinalia Abdulrahim, who will be taking seat number 15. Yoo-hoo! Rinalia, we are very proud of you. Of course.
You really deserve it, Rinalia. Very, very much proud of you.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say thank you for the strong and unwavering support from my regional members, partners, and friends. I'm delighted to be selected. I'm honored to be selected, and I know that the responsibility is a great one. And the distinction is made that I no longer represent the at-large community. As a board member, I'm independent, but I will be vigilant and aware of the concerns of the community in board deliberations. If the community has concerns, you have channels to make sure that your concerns are known to me. And you can do it in whatever way you know, and I would be ready to listen to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rinalia. Thank you, Siranush, for the record. Even if you are not representing APRALO anymore, know that APRALO is always will be representing you. And and wish you really good luck in this new challenging and in new way and new development. So wish you really good luck. And always know that APRALO people will be there to support you. And we also look forward to your support for all our new starting initiatives. So, by saying that, we have only 5 minutes left, so I would like to tell about the next our call will take place. It's planned to be on April 29, but I think that we'll come up with the final date after this difficult week in ICANN. I will be sending you an email with the date, the final date, so related our April monthly call. We have very difficult months coming up. There is a lot to do. We have Atlas II coming up in London. So this will be another important meeting for all of us, for all ALSs. So I once again would like to encourage all of you to participate actively and to start getting ready to Atlas II. So this will be the place where not only APRALO, but this will be the all RALOS will be there. This will be a unique opportunity for all of us to know each other and to know other ALSs. This will be a unique opportunity to exchange your experience and to learn from others. If you can find in the list the organizations who has the same mission, the same goal, or similar goals like your organization, this will be a good chance to get in touch and learn about best practices of each organization. So get ready to London. By saying that, I would like to concur this meeting and looking forward to see all of you at 6 o'clock today. This will be our day, Red Day. Woohoo! And thank you all those who joined us remotely. Thank you very much.